Blog Talk Radio.
No good, no good. All of the money. Don't sell your soul for the money.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir, y'all. It is time for the financial report. It is your boy West Coast coming to you live and direct, y'all. Las Vegas, Nevada. We just had to bring in some old school with the OJs. You know what I'm saying? Y'all remember when that was popping back in the day. You know what I'm saying? And everything. Big Mama would play it at the barbecues and all that to spark a little nostalgia in you to let you know what this show is about. Good evening, everybody. I am your host, West Coast. You know what I'm saying? I got my man to the side of me. You know what I'm saying? My man has been doing a lot in this game, in the hospitality game, everything. You know what I'm saying? Working, getting these streams of income coming in. You know, just a little bit, because y'all know that man in West Coast likes to tell you about what he's doing and what's going on and everything like that. So let me tell y'all a little bit about what we're doing here on the financial report. The financial report is for all our up-and-coming entrepreneurs, all our up-and-coming small businessmen and women and business owners of color. You know what I'm saying? On here, you're going to be able to brand your business. You're going to be able to network worldwide, okay, and abroad. You know what I'm saying? All you have to do is just call in at 657-383-0199. Press the 1 button. Make sure that you're somewhere quiet so we can hear what you're doing. You know what I mean? And everything. And we got love for everybody. I don't care if your business is just starting, if you're thinking about getting in business, the taxes that go with the business, everything that goes along with business, this is the show that you can find out what you need to do, how you need to go about it, what direction you need to go in, and how you need to attack your plan. We are going to show you how to get a business plan together. So this is why I'm very, very, very excited for the host that I have that's going to accompany me on this journey, because we're going to take everybody on a journey. We're going to take everybody on a business journey, and we're going to change your mindset. So you might as well already get ready for it, to get your mindset changed. You know what I'm saying? To be hungry for the business. We want you to be a product of the product. You know what I'm saying? And the man right here that can explain that to you, because he's a product of his business. You know what I'm saying? So right now, we ain't even going to waste it, because I know I got a special thing that I want to talk to him about and get into this, because we're so excited. We've been waiting for this for the last 6 months for it to get launched. It is finally here. God is blessing. This show is covered in the blood of Jesus. You know what I'm saying? And we want everybody right now that's listening to our voice and that can hear us right now to share the show. Share the show, please. Share the show. Press the share button. Tell everybody, yeah, you know, Tony in West Coast is on the radio and this, that, and the other, because we're going to be dropping some jewels for y'all just on taxes alone. We're going to just give y'all just a little bit tonight. You know what I'm saying? But right now, I want to bring in the homie, you know what I'm saying? And it's going to be a financial report with a little twist to it. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? We're going to have a little music and this, that, and the other, a little intermission so you guys can take your notes. This is one thing that we do stress, is when you listen to this, get your pens and pads together, because we will be giving notes. We will be giving websites. We will be giving information that you can follow up on. Okay? We're not just giving you information just to, as some places do, give you information to blow smoke up your ass. You know what I'm saying? And just send you running around in a circle. No, we're going to give you pertinent information. Information that is active as of right now, that you can go and go to the websites and see what's going on with these tours, with what's going on with these stocks, what's going on with everything that it needs to do to run your business. Even turning you on to somebody that can get you some credit or a credit line. Small businesses need credit lines. It's a lot of things that we don't learn about as being a small business that we get cheated on. And this show right here is going to uncover all of that. So listen, with no further ado, I'm going to bring somebody to the phone right now, because we ain't even going to waste no time. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to bring somebody to the phone right now who is doing his damn thing in his private business. I just learned the other day that he has his own travel based business. You know what I'm saying? And he's already in the restaurant hospitality business. You know what I'm saying? He travels back and forth. He teaches people. He even has his own seminar. I wouldn't say a seminar, but his own gathering that they do at the clubhouse, out at the office. You know what I'm saying? Archer Travel Office every Saturday. We want everybody to come out so we can network. This is for the small business owner, the up-and-coming business owner that need those, that need that advice, that need that networking, that need, you know, to see someone else that can get them motivated. Sometimes it's hard to be motivated. You know what I'm saying? But we're going to make sure that we keep this hype up, and we're going to keep you motivated to the fullest. With no further ado, y'all, I ain't even going to hold up. You know what I'm saying? My man is doing the damn thing, working, of course, working in his travel business. You know what I'm saying? And the other business that he does, catering and this, that, and the other, he's worked up his way to be a seven-figure earner. You know what I mean? And that's seven figures. I've only seen two or three figures, and that's just in hundreds. I ain't seen it in six figures. You know what I'm saying? But listen, y'all, this show is to have fun. We're going to sit back. We're going to talk. We're going to talk like family. We're going to kick the Willy Bobo, you know what I'm saying, and everything like that. So that way you can understand what we're talking about. Sometimes a lot of people don't understand what a person is talking about when you come with the big legal schmeagle words and all of that shit and everything like that. They don't understand that. So like I said, with no further ado, I'm going to introduce my partner right now. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to bring him to the phone. And his name goes by the name of Tony Evans, y'all. Just give him a round of applause. What's up, man?
What's going on, my brother? How are you?
I'm good, man. I'm blessed, man. Introduce the world to who you are, who you be, and what you do.
Hello, Radio Land. My name is Tony Moss Evans. I'm local out of the great city of Las Vegas here in Nevada. I've been here for quite some time, born and raised. You guys, mm-hmm. I am in the hotel hospitality industry. I've been doing that business for the last 20 years. I've worked with companies such as Marriott International, Hilton, Boyd Gaming, who I'm currently with. And like West Coast said, I also am an entrepreneur here in the Las Vegas Valley. Couple things I'm excited about today, my brother. Two things I'm super excited mm-hmm. about before I even get to talking. Number one, was that amazing applause? And number two, that you called me a seven-figure earner, and that's definitely where I'm headed. So I'm glad that you just spoke that into existence, because that's certainly what this is all about, is getting to the top of the mountain and enjoying that journey on the way up. So I'm excited, bro.
Right. I'm excited too, man. I'm excited to have you on the show and us working together and everything. Now, of course, everybody, I don't know if you've been reading the post or this and the other. You know what I'm saying? One of our topics tonight is that, we had it right here. Hold on. Let me clear some of this stuff out. But one of our topics tonight is how many tax write-offs can a small business get in 1 year? Now, I know we've been told so many, and this and the other. We've been told that we can get up to 450 tax write-offs. See, y'all don't even notice. We jumping right into the grits and potatoes and this and the other. We ain't even wasting no time and everything. They told us it was 450 tax write-offs in 1 year that a small business can get. Tony, have you done any research? Is that accurate? Or are we getting more? Or are we just not taking advantage of the tax write-offs, period?
I think it's a little bit of both. Sometimes we disregard that there are so many out there. I will say, as a disclaimer, definitely consult with your tax person first, because based on the business that you have will determine just how many you can write off. For instance, I'm in the travel industry, and so, of course, because I write off all of my travel, there's going to be a list of things, and for this year alone, I believe I wrote off maybe 20, 30 different deductions. And that just has to do with just because I'm a home-based travel agent. And when I travel, I write that off. When I, you know, my cell phone, my office in my home, those are write-offs. So I use that and a whole list of other things that's associated with the travel. If I take an Uber, if I, you know, do some other things while I'm on that trip, then I'm able to take a benefit of that being a write-off. So I think it just depends on what you kind of are into, especially for all the entrepreneurs out there. You really want to do some research for your particular industry to make sure that you're maximizing what's available for you. Now, I am personally not a tax official, but, you know, I've done it enough. I've been doing this entrepreneurship for the last, like I said, 15, 20 years as well. And so each industry or each segment of different things that I've gone into, I've done the research to make sure that I knew exactly what my write-offs would be per business that I ventured into.
Okay. Now, does the tax write-offs yearly vary? Or, does it stay the same or this and the other? Because I know a lot of people that get in the business, that's one thing that they're very, very much afraid of.
And that actually is true. Things change. They change on a yearly basis. I think the average CPA can tell you that what you may have been able to get last year, you may not be able to get. And we're talking about percentages. Maybe you were able to write off a certain percentage of something last year that you're not able to write off this year, you know, earn income credit changes, whatever. All those things tend to change year over year. That's why I say each year you really want to just kind of focus on your particular niche market to make sure that you're writing off the right things and that you're maximizing and doing the research to get the numbers that you need to get the biggest benefit.
Okay. Well, y'all, like I'm telling y'all, you know, this is 7 o'clock hour. We got my man Tony Evans on here, the financial reporter. It's a brand new show. We're going to be doing this every Monday, 7 o'clock, you know what I'm saying, 9 o'clock Eastern, you know what I'm saying, on people on the East Coast, you know what I'm saying. And what this show is about is for, you know, the up-and-coming entrepreneur and small business owner to brand and network worldwide and abroad, you know, with their businesses. You know what I'm saying? So you can hit us up at 657-383-0199. Press the 1 button to let us know that you got questions. You know what I'm saying? For my man, Mr. Evans, or you could just sit back on the phone and listen to us, you know what I'm saying, and enjoy the show. You know what I mean? We're going to take a break and pay some bills real quick. And when we come back, I got a little something to speak on. Of course, everybody know that, you know, we lost a great man, you know what I'm saying, Nipsey Hussle, you know,
rest in peace,
my man Nipsey, you know what I'm saying, and they're talking about all the things that he did, you know what I'm saying. Well, when we get back, we're going to touch on that, on the business part about it. It's sad to say, but even in death, we still have to keep this business, because now we have to deal with wills and the last respects, what the last words that he said, that a lot of people don't get into that, and that's way, way, way important, because now we're talking about his generational wealth. We're talking about the legacy that he left behind, you know what I'm saying, and everything. So, listen, we're going to take a break. We'll be back in, like, 2 and 2, you know what I'm saying, but right now, we go get into some man Shine, you know what I'm saying? And rest in peace, my man, you know, Nipsey.
Tell me who wanna fuck with us. Ashes to ashes, dust to dust, now bang. And let your fucking brain sing, snitches. Fuck all them evil bitches with riches. And carry 22s up in they hosiery. A black teller when my father bustin' and loaded me. Think he just finished sniffing the key and dipping the D's. Don't hate me, hate Nicky Barnes for hitting my mom, letting the condom pop. Nigga, I was born in the drop. Coke boiling the pot. Shake the feds and brush shots with them street cops. Fuck your point is. My point is double four. Let your fucking jaws point is. Hollow point shit. 4 points, sis. Need I say more? How do you get the point, bitch? Come on. What type of nigga slangin' bang in the streets? Bad boy. What type of nigga stay in the trunk for weeks? Bad boy. What type of nigga fly Bentley cool? Bad boy. Aim for the sky, cop the shit, then shoot. Ming's dragging on the floor. Banging on your horse, second the Christ scientists examining for flaw. For the crystal, on the way to trial, Rico Law got a nigga head hurting, squirting till they pull the curtain. Let the money drip dry, $100 bills, wipe the tears from my eyes. No love, fuck y'all niggas. Hope you die slow, death is our co-test. And see the world is stuck a protest. Can't fuck with your weak rap niggas, with your gay rap. Running around talking this and talking that. See me in the streets, try to give me that. Andrew Cunanan ass niggas, my two cannons blast niggas, ass niggas. Got me fucked up in the game. Get your shirt stained. Keep your 5 mics, nigga, give me the cane. Do the shit to clean my money, dummies. Gleam the wrist out, cop the piss out. Nigga, talk shit now, What type of nigga slangin' bang in the streets? Bad boy. What type of nigga stay in the trunk for weeks? Bad boy. What type of nigga fly Bentley cool? Bad boy. Aim for the sky, cop the shit, then shoot. Bling, bling. It's a bad boy thing. Bullet seat sinking, street sweeping with an evil grin. Watch you die. One love, one life, one shine. Y'all niggas ain't saying nothing like a mind. Every line I live it, I write it with a pencil. So niggas die lead poison if they bite it. Hate it or recite it. It's a G thing. Me and Puffin St. Bart set it off. Bitches walking topless with G strings. Menage, bust shots at your crew. Another charge. As the Gulf Stream fly through the fog, make you popular. Pockets fill with more high notes than the opera. Franklin's on top of the Jacksons. My nigga Tyler, Utah. Bad boy, respected to die, coward. What type of nigga slang and bang in the streets? Bad boy. What type of nigga stay in the trunk for weeks? Bad boy. What type of nigga fly Bentley cool? Bad boy. Aim for the sky, cop the shit, then shoot. What type of nigga slang and bang in the streets? Bad boy. What type of nigga stay in the trunk for weeks? Bad boy. What type of nigga fly Bentley cool? Bad boy. Aim for the sky, cop the shit, then shoot.
Mind a bad boy on the corner, smooth from on ya. Puts me a dangerous. Man, a bad boy on the corner, so move from on ya. Looks me a dangerous. Whoa, whoa, see, shuddly waddly, diddly daddly, shuddly daddly, waddly, diddly diddly, whoa, see.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It's the Financial Report. Coming back with my man, Tony Evans. You know what I'm saying? You got your boy West Coast up in the building. This is how we do every Monday at 7 p.m., not 7 a.m. To some of y'all, 7 a.m. Shout out to my people out there in London. Because it's 7 a.m. out
like
there.
It.
But right now, yeah, we got people out in London, you know what I'm saying, that's listening. They was hitting me up. But right now.
That's what's up.
You know what I'm saying? It's 7 p.m. over here in Las Vegas, Nevada. You know what I mean? But the one thing that I wanted to talk to my man about was back in the day, about 6-7 months ago, maybe a year ago, we was talking about putting together a drive to get a lot of these young artists up under life insurance. Now, I know people may go, well, Fat Man, you're talking about life insurance. No, on here, we talk about business and nothing but the business. And when you're dealing in the entertainment business, when you're dealing in any business, there has to be insurance. There has to be paperwork. there is a tragedy, yes, that that man got gunned down. But I hope they had a policy on him that could take care of his kids in generational wealth. I hope that there's a policy on him that's going to make the American justice system wake up. I was trying to run a campaign, and my people told me, you will never get that done. What I wanted to do was get 15 local up-and-coming artists and put $1 million policy on them. So when you get snatched out of that car, they're not so quick to want to put a gun to the back of your head. They're not so quick to want to act foolish. They're not so quick to want to call you out your name. They're not so quick to want to take you 400 years backwards when they find out that you are covered and you are protected, especially when they find out you are covered, when you are covered and you are protected in the blood of Jesus. Then they really don't want to do nothing with you. But I'm going to sit back and I'm going to let my man, Mr. Evans, speak. Tony, you got the floor.
All right. So we're talking about insurance as we transition. Before we went to the break, I know you mentioned Pharmacy Hustle. I do want to shout out Ms. Lauren London. I just, I don't have a tie to Nipsey Hussle, but I do have a tie to Lauren London. Lauren London's dad, I actually worked with him for years. He actually taught me how to 10 bar back in the day. So I met him years ago. Amazing, amazing guy. So I just want to shout out and send some prayers to Lauren London out there. Mm-hmm. And I'm praying for her father and their family. I know he lives here in Las Vegas, and she's doing her work in L.A., so I know what that family must be going through. And I agree with you, West Coast, the importance of having a policy. It's another one of those things that really goes by the wayside, and, we don't realize how important it is until it hits home, until we're having to deal with it right in our house. I remember driving down the street maybe 2 years ago, and from a distance I could see this lady holding a sign. I couldn't necessarily see that sign because the sun was kind of setting it, but as I got closer, it was a silhouette of a picture, and then as I got even closer, I noticed that it was a little girl. And so there was this little girl on this picture. The lady was holding up this poster, and the picture below it said, "Help me bury my daughter." And it was, I tell you, I pulled over. I couldn't believe what I saw. And I sold insurance back in the day. I'm a man that's done many different things. But I saw that, and I was just like, oh, my God, we can get in. It's one of those things that we just don't think about until it hits us in the face, right? Mm-hmm. And when something like death hits us in the face, it hits us hard. You know what I mean? And there ain't no punching back when death hits you. So, again, it's something that, I think that every American – all over the world, everyone should have life insurance policy, whether you're going to have a term policy or a whole life policy, whatever, you should have something because you just don't know. Nipsey was outside his store with his kid and lost his life. Mm-hmm. You just don't know when your time's going to come. All we can do is brace for the best, at the end of the day, you know what I mean? And I'm sure with what I read and kind of researched about this brother, he was really smart. I'm pretty sure because he was really into gaining wealth through real estate. And so I'm sure that along those lines, somebody steps to him and was like, hey, brother, we need to get this policy and we need to run like that because you just never know. Mm-hmm. Again, I know he was smart and I'm sure he had some great people around him. So, it's just one of those things you got to have. I remember being taught about life insurance at a young age, coming out of right before leaving college, I didn't think nothing of it, but coming out of college, somebody kind of turned me on to it, like, man, do you have a life insurance policy? I'm like, no, what is that? so I had to be kind of turned on to it, what it was about. And then the next level of that was being kind of taught the business of it, of what it meant, to have a policy and make sure that your community and your family all had policies. I remember when I first got my life insurance license, I think it was 98, 99, I think I got half my family signed up with life insurance policies. I know my brothers still have theirs till today. My mother still has hers till today. So we're really big in my family on making sure that we're covered. What I want to do is leave this earth knowing that my family was not taken care of. So, you know, it's just that assurance, you know, that if I'm not here, that I left something of, which was a part of my legacy that they can hang on to and grasp and get them through.
Do you think that was something that was groomed in us?
You know what? It's not. I think, you know, I think it kind of differed from home to home. But where I come from, and I come from the neighborhood, nobody had politics.
Okay.
Maybe our grandmothers did. I know my grandmother and my grandfather did. But my mother and my father didn't. My mother caught on a little bit later, and she ended up getting it, you know. But, like, I think we had a generational jump in terms of who was educated about it and wasn't. Now, my grandparents had policies that you can just pay off back in the day, and then when you die, you get that money. No big deal. Now it's a little bit more intricate where, you know, you got to do a few things. You have to have it for a certain amount of time, because one thing we will do is let them policies lapse, and that's something we don't want to do is let those policies lapse. So it's a little bit more intricate these days. There's a lot more that goes into it, having it these days, but it's certainly – we're dying at a higher pace these days. So as
a
society alone, so these are the days where you really need to have something in place such as that. Now, my wife and I, we have a policy that we also have, what is it, when your funeral expenses are taken care of. Now, I did pick that up from my mother. My mother hit me really hard with that. Like, we don't want to be, if something happened to you, we don't want to be worrying about it. Just get it all done. You know how long it could take to that policy check to come, you know, based on the company that you're with. And I know that from personal experience. You just never know. So get something where all that is taken care of. Then when that life insurance check comes, it goes directly to the family. So I kind of was educated like that. And I just will add, when I was in college, they didn't teach us, anything about life insurance. They didn't teach us anything about, you know, having a living will.
No.
They don't teach that in college. And I would bet that they don't teach it to this day, anything about life insurance and the importance of having it in college. And I went to what's called a pretty prestigious college. It was in the state of Utah, but, you know, it was a higher educated school, ranked in the top 25 in the nation and this and that. But they didn't teach some of the pivotal things that were going to be important to me when I left school and came into this world that we're in now. So,
do you think we got to hear some of the things in school to slow down our process of learning?
What's that?
I said, do you think that we got hear from some of the lessons in mathematics and life equations in school?
I think school teaches us what they want to teach us. I think there's just some things that have always been held out of society and out of the colleges and the universities. I think that there's just certain things that they just wasn't going to do. You know what I mean? I don't recall them ever teaching about going to go open up a bank account. You know what I mean? And I took some serious courses, but I don't remember just some of those things, like I said, that were pivotal, getting a life insurance policy, opening up a bank account, monitoring your credit. You know what I mean? Those are things that just weren't being taught in some of the schools. And so, and I've seen it from both ends. Like I said, I went to a college and university in the state of Utah. My daughter went to an HBCU, and so we kind of compared notes, and it was just like, okay, it don't matter where you send your kid, there's just some things that just aren't going to be put out there for us that we're going to need as we grow and get out into this world.
Right. And I think these are the things that they don't have are the pivotal tools that they need.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? So. Listen, we're going to pay some bills, man, and we're going to be right back with my man, Tony. You know what I'm saying? Y'all make sure y'all can hit him up on Facebook, man. Tell him where he can find you at, man.
They can find me on Facebook. It's Tony Moss Evans. That's M-O-S, Man of Steel. Evans on Facebook. Also on Instagram, Tony Moss Evans. I am on both.
That's right. Listen, we're going to pay some bills, and we're going to be right back, you know, to find out how many tax write-offs can a small business get in 1 year. What we found out when we researched was just, man, it's go trip you out and this, that, and the other. You know what I'm saying? You listen to the financial report with my man, Tony Evans, and of course, West Coast.
Jazzy Faye, K Faye, Death Squad, Noon Time.
Money and you know that just ain't right, cause you brought it to the club, but you didn't leave with her, trying to figure how a player like Show Dog could get her, somebody had to do it, she didn't really love you, another pimp got your hoe and you don't know what to do.
I came in the door pimping,
Nothing
personal baby, ain't trying to be shady, that's just the way it goes. Came in the door
strictly business.
I came in the door pimping.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's my man. You know what I'm saying? David Hollister. He came through the bell. Came through the door tipping with handling strictly business. You know what I'm saying? Tonight is the final report. You know, the finance. Tonight is the financial report, the first show. You know what I'm saying? We got my man Tony Evans in the building. You know what I'm saying? And
in the building.
The question, and I just want to thank you for coming on, man, and being a part of the show. You know what I'm saying? You're teaching people a lot daily, especially with the side project that you've been working on for so long. You know what I'm saying? We'll get him a little bit of that, you know, a little bit later. But right now, man, I need you to explain to the people, because I know you're telling me you was going through this and everything just recently, being tax season, and everybody want to put their taxes out and put them on Facebook, and yeah, I got this and I got that. Tell them how important it is, you know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? To make sure your taxes is right, you know what I'm saying? And to make sure that your taxes are complete properly, you know, signed properly, the proper paperwork. You're making sure that you're giving all what you need to get all back what you need to get, especially business-wise. So I'm going to let you take it from here to explain to everybody what all should they be expecting and what they should be needing from your point of view.
Well, if I'm being a little candid, I'd say the first thing you want to do is make sure you are getting your taxes done from a reputable agent, not your cousin, not your sister's boyfriend, grandma. Listen.
Who can't do the taxes?
The goal in doing taxes, especially as an entrepreneur, we are the first ones out of it in every scenario. If you look at the numbers, if you look at the research, year over year, entrepreneurs, we make the most money. And I mean, you have your movie stars and your athletes and this and that, you know. We make the most money in this country. And so we're the first ones out of it. So it's so important that first you have someone who definitely knows what they're doing, someone who is reputable, someone who can handle entrepreneurial taxes. Because like I say, I file Schedule C, you know, so I file a long form as opposed to someone who works a 9-to-5 who may just be doing a 1040E or 1040Z. So it's going to take a little bit more time to do my taxes than it would someone who's fresh off the 9-to-5. I just have my W-2s, here you go, in and out. Me, I'm going to be a little bit more time, so my tax person has to be patient. And the person who I've worked with for the last couple of years, he's not only one of my business partners, he's amazing with the taxes. He does a lot of people's taxes year over year. And he's an entrepreneur himself, so he completely understands. I qualified him. I say qualify that person who's doing your taxes. Make sure they've done taxes. See if they have clients who've been audited, you know, at what rate, was it in error based on the documents, was it an error or any other error? You just want to kind of do your research, because the last thing you want to do is be audited, because as an entrepreneur, you already have to come up with so much because you're writing off so much. So you want to make sure that you're doing the same on that end as well and choosing one. It got to be able to deal with long forms, got to be able to deal with Schedule C's as an entrepreneur. And so that's the mindset going in first. Next, you just want office based on just what you state you made. You would literally have to have documents, you know, on everything that you did. Me personally, I use a tax service, a tax app that's offered through my travel company. So we have a tax app that allows me to put in my numbers as I go. If I go out to dinner, if I'm putting my clothes in the dry cleaners, I'm documenting and I'm inputting, taking pictures of those receipts, because that's what that app allows me to do. At the end of the year, I go into my app, I press report 2018, it sends me a printout, I hand that printout to my tax professional, and I'm done. I'm bulletproof because every time I did something, every time I wrote off something, I inputted it right into the tax app, and it made me just that much more bulletproof. So now, at the end of the year, now it has everything I've spent in meals. Everything's verifiable, so now I can throw those receipts to the trash. And I still say save everything, but me personally, because I've done it now for some time, I trash them because I have them in my system. I have them all loaded, all my receipts, everything. So, you know, I'm able to bulletproof myself with that tax professional. So you want to make sure you're doing that. And for those who don't have the tax app, I would say doing the same thing. You're categorizing all of your everything that you're writing off. And what I mean by that is, what did you spend in meals for that month? How many trips did you take? And I'm talking from a place of a travel agent. So I go, how many trips did I take? How many hotels did I stay in? Did I rent a car? Did I get food while I was on that trip for business? You know, I make sure that all that stuff is categorized in that app so you could do the same thing in an Excel. So that's the second part of it. And then the other part of it is just, you know, having the patience to know that there's something that's going to come out of it. You know what I mean? So in my industry, like, I have these fees that I pay once a month that covers, like, some of the expenses to keep my business up and running. So I write that off. So I know when others come into the kind of work that I do, they get a little discouraged. Well, why do I pay the fees for this and this and that and this and that? Well, I explain, like, okay, so if you're paying $1 to have your business up and running for the year, that's $12 for the year. If you're going to get $24 back at the end of the year, was it worth it? Impatient person says, yeah, but I had to pay my cell phone in month three. Well, that's not the mind of a business person, because the mind of a business person say, no, let me make sure I get this 12 at by any means necessary so that I can get the 24 at the end of the year. And that's kind of how I look at that in scenarios. So.
Do you do you think people are still afraid to take a risk?
Yes, and I think people just do that by I think it's just a natural trait that many of us have. We all have fears, and we all daily have to face those fears. We conquer them, or we are failed by them, you know. And I think it's just a part of that. I think it's a part of us, our personal growth, the things that we're afraid to do versus the things that we will just go and knock out. You know what I mean? So I think it just depends on the mindset of the body. I think it can definitely be learned. If you're a fearful person, you can definitely learn to be a courageous person at the end of the day. It's just, are you willing to take the necessary steps? Are you willing to allow that growth in you?
Right. Well, it's all on the person within. If you guys are just joining in now, we are sitting here talking to my man Tony Evans. You know what I'm saying? Tony Evans, he does a series of things around here, you know what I'm saying? But he is talking to us tonight about, you know, your taxes. You know, how many taxes can a small businessman get in 1 year? Now, Tony, I know that this might sound crazy, but I've heard that we could get up to 450 tax write-offs in a year.
And your disclaimer, that we are not tax professionals. But again, as I said earlier in the call, you know, it just depends on the market that you're in. You know, if I sell lemonade for a living, I'm not going to write off. I travel around the world for a living. You know what I mean? So we just have to really do the research. And the problem is people aren't willing to do the research. But they should, because, you know, you'll be quite surprised and very happy at the end of the day. And it goes back to, I remember when Donald Trump, when he was going for president, and I'm not a Donald Trump fan, but when he was going for his presidency, it was questioned about his taxes. And you see that didn't stay on the forum for a long time, because they knew, wow, you know, we have our own personal thoughts and feelings about him, but the man knows how to do taxes. And so they really bypassed that and went after other things. But you couldn't get him on taxes because he knew exactly how to, you know, how to utilize and maximize his taxes.
Right. Wow. Wow. So they was like, we're not even gonna touch him because he knows how to do taxes.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah,
exactly.
You know, goddamn. Gosh damn it, we
go through that whole campaign. You go through that whole campaign. They didn't spend a lot of time on messing with him about those taxes. It was headlines for a quick minute, but you know, they went through it. They looked at it over and over again, like really nothing we can do. The man ain't paid taxes in so much amount of time, but we can't do nothing because he did it the right way.
Right. Right, exactly. So I know we got a lot of entrepreneurs out there and small businessmen out there and people that just can't seem to step out on that branch of faith and just go for it. You know, you need to hit us up at 657-383-0199. Press the 1 button to let us know that you're in queue and you want to speak to Tony or myself and everything and get these ideas or ask these certain questions. You know what I'm saying? That may have you stuck on moving forward as far as getting your credit scores and your credit repair and everything and let everything fall into place. You know, the one thing that I do know that is very important, and that's having good credit. You know what I'm saying? You know, you can go out and get that house with no down payment and things, as long as you got good credit. You know, we used to laugh at Big Mama because she wanted to make sure she made them bills on time, and whether if it was $2.50, she wanted to make sure that bill was paid on time. Now I see why she wanted to pay those bills on time, because your credit score follows you for the rest of your life. You know what I'm saying? Am I right or wrong, Tony?
That's absolutely right. That is absolutely right. We are made or broken by the credit score.
it can make
your life or it can break your life, depending on who you ask it. But for the most part, if you ain't got great credit, then you're kind of put in this box. And so that's another one that's super important. And I know that's probably a whole nother show talking about credit, and I would love for us to get one of those credit professionals in on this call to kind of educate us about the importance of having a high standard of credit, you know, because me too, I've been up and down, and I've had great credit, I've had where it's dropped, and then the fight to get it back to where it was, you know, gone through all that, and so I just know that things was a little bit more smoother when it was as high as I could get it. You know, I remember the 700 credit score and this and that, you know, just the difference of walking into a place trying to purchase a home or purchasing a vehicle as opposed to going in and it's a 605, 608, you know what I mean? So it's super important and definitely something that we should all be educated on. And another one we just cannot let go by the wayside, especially when we're instilling those principles into our children, because, you know, it's up to them. They're the next generation, and it's going to start with understanding and having business mind. Even if they go into a career, they still have to understand the importance of having a decent credit score and all the other things that we talked about to this point.
Right. Do you think that we need to start getting life insurance for our children,
absolutely,
our children of certain ages?
Absolutely. And I think that goes back to my story about the woman on, and I believe it was on Rainbow Street, holding up the sign. You know, if her or the child had a policy, then, you know, that alleviates her out on the street holding up signs trying to get people to pull over on cars to give them money to bury that child. You know what I mean? So absolutely, that's what it's for. You can get insurance for children up until a certain age, and then they can get their own policies after that age. So a lot of companies, life insurance companies, offer what's called child riders, R-I-D-E-R-S. You can get them a rider where it ain't so expensive, you know, and it handles those situations because, you know, we know that not only adults pass away, children pass away as well. So we need to be ready for any scenario.
Any scenario. Exactly, exactly, exactly. Listen, it is 7:56. You know what I'm saying? We got a few minutes left in the show. We just wanted to give you guys a synopsis of the first show and what we're going to be going over and what we're going to get in depth with, you know what I'm saying, and what we're going to be talking about. We're going to be talking about a little bit of everything that covers the small-based businessman, you know what I'm saying? We're going to be covering the taxes. We're going to be covering the paperwork. We're going to be covering the tax write-offs. We're going to be covering, you know, the things that should that the community supposed to offer you, like certain waivers, et cetera, because we seem to get cheated as far as our PR goes, but let one of us pass away or something like that. Then you want to come out and you want to speak on all the goodness of that person is doing instead of speaking on it while he was here. We got to stop being so humble to where don't speak on what I'm doing because, you know, I don't want nobody knowing my business. But then when you're gone, then they telling you, they telling everybody everything. Oh, he had a development, this and the other, and he was in the technology and blah, 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 blah. I think we need to celebrate who we are, celebrate our color, our stance, the movement that we're making while we're here. You know, I get a lot of people that go, man, you've always been my mentor. Well, why haven't you told me that? That can make a lot of difference in what I do. That makes a lot of difference in how I attack certain things. I know that makes a lot of difference in how you approach certain things. You go, well, hey, well, shoot, I'm a mentor. These kids see me as a mentor. Let me make sure that I'm on point. You know what I'm saying? I don't know, Tony. I could be wrong. Am I wrong?
I think you run on point, brother. I think you are. And it's all about preparation. It's preparing for the best, preparing for the worst, but preparing for the best.
Right. Right, exactly, exactly. We must be prepared. That's what this is all about. When we was growing up, what did Big Mama and Big Daddy show us how to do? How to be prepared. How to give Big Daddy was teaching us how to make sure we got fresh batteries for the flashlight in case of a blackout.
That's right.
Stuff. Big Mama was making us sure that we had enough blankets and stuff like that when it got cold. You know what I'm saying? And we had a snowstorm and everything. And then they would tell us, oh, we got plenty of food in the freezer, and that freezer has so much stuff in it, you couldn't identify it, and you'd be like, I don't know about eating that and this and the other. We had to let it thaw out for to look at it. But those were the days, though. You know what I'm saying? Those were the days. Those were the days when we was growing. When we was growing and we was watching. That was what they call OJT, on the job training. You know what I'm saying? Now they give it to kids on a computer. And they can press a number or something like that, and press a letter, and, you know, it'll connect or whatever, you know what I'm saying? So my thing is this, if anybody trying to get in on this conversation, I know y'all just sitting back listening, seeing how the show go, you know what I'm saying? This show is strictly for the up-and-coming entrepreneur and small businessman to brand and network worldwide and abroad, all right? You can call us at 657-383-0199. Press the one button to speak to the host, Tony, or myself. If you got any questions, if you got any concerns, or you just want to give us a congratulations on doing something positive in our community to keep moving forward. It's one thing about black people. We can hear about tragedy, but we're going to stay strong and keep moving forward. You know what I'm saying? So y'all need to give yourselves a round of applause. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't think, you know, black folks get appreciated enough. You know what I'm saying? So for once, we'll give our people of color
a round of applause.
You're fucking with King, Papi Chulo, or knocking Culo. Pop your moodles out the socket, trying to ride with the sumo. You know my rise is high, word I be trilling them. Bitches be trying to ride, but the curb be killing them. Filling them with the gas, my G's premium on. Let it come, get it. First work the tongue, then let the pun hit it. Split it in half, watch the gas. Baby, take a bath, be good, I might put away the wood and give you the mustache. I ain't a play, I just fucking lie. I bang a stranger in my torture chamber. Feed the lock, I torch, I finger. While I force my finger, where my ball, I linger. I bring the pain like method when I flex and flip the coochie. Puerto Rican to the core, and nobody wants to eat the pussy. Excuse me for being blunt, but I've been eating tons. As pimps is pushing pink caddies with the fish tank pumps. Bumping and grinding simultaneously, whining, climbing up the walls with my balls banging off your hymen. I'm a diamond in the rough, busting in your face. Taste the sweetness of my dick, rip your feet inside of place. Yo, bitches already know the repertoire. Step in my car, let's start the menage de trois like Escobar. By far, I'm the best at all sex positions. Forget the kissing, I'm skipping the tongue, twisting. See, that's tradition. I ain't a player, I just fucking lie. I'm not a player, I just fucking lie. I ain't a player, I just fucking lie. I'm not a player, I just fucking lie. Some chicken back at me, bought me a daiquiri. Told me meet her back in Zachary's, cause she heard I was packing me. I bagged the freak and hit the telly. Got the fillies lifted the belly. You put it in the mouth like Akinelli. Far from ugly, but they used to say I'm too chubby. But since the money, the honey's got nothing but love for me. So rub my tummy and make a wish. I'll make you rich. Take a kiss to the flicks. Come back and fix your favorite dish. You crazy bitch, I ain't with that. I'ma hit that. Split back to the shack with my other chick. Now can you dig that? I'm the Mac doing my thing. Pulling your strings, making you feel like you in the dream. It's the king of the hip-hop quotables, giving you multiples just by the tone of my voice and the vocal booth. I notice you doing your thing with your crew.
Is it aight if I come down there and sing to you?
I ain't a player, I just fucking lie. I'm not a player, I just fucking lie. Yo, I ain't a player, I just fucking lie. I'm no player, I just fucking lie.
What's going on, everybody? You got your financial report radio show coming to you live and direct, y'all, Las Vegas, Nevada. That was my man, Big Pud. You know, like I said, this financial report radio show, we're going to give, you know, it's going to be a little bit different. You know, we're not just going to sit here with, you know, stuffed shirts and, yes, Tony, you know, I think the Dow Jones is falling and it's crashing and this and the other. Nah, we gonna sit back here and sit here and talk and keep it real and tell you what's going on in our neighborhoods the way we do our stocks, our bonds, you know what I'm saying? How we get our stock tips, you know what I'm saying? We ain't doing nothing underground and illegal, but we doing it on a up pace, upbeat, and we're definitely doing it in our communities. Let me tell y'all something. You know what I'm saying? Big shout out to all the women. You know what I mean? And I want to give a round of applause to. You know what I'm saying? Now, y'all fellas think y'all doing the damn thing in the business? Man, let us give a shout out to all our black ladies, all our sisters of color that is taking the business industry over. So let's give them a round of applause right now. So listen, man, look here. Y'all ladies keep doing your damn thing. Y'all make sure y'all hit us up, you know what I'm saying, at Financial Report Radio, you know what I'm saying, at Gmail. We're going to make sure we get everything all ready for y'all for next Monday, you know what I'm saying. But hit us up at the Financial Report Gmail, you know, gmail.com. Leave your questions, concerns, what you may need to talk about. If you got something that you want to ask Tony indirectly, or you want to ask myself indirectly that we can answer on the air, we will definitely do that. You know what I'm saying? We will have the sheet for our sponsorship. If you would like to sponsor the show for a month and get your business out there, this show is definitely for the up-and-coming businessman and entrepreneur that's branding their business, that's taking their business to the next level. That is very, very important in this game. You have to grow, and you have to go with growth. And I'm going to say that again. You have to go, and you have to grow with growth. That means if everybody over here, and they planting over here, I know you want to do something different, but if it makes sense, then, you know, when in Rome, do as. But you are your own business partner. You are your own business. First realize that you are a business, not a business man. First, you are a business man. Okay? And make sure you realize that. People will take you much more seriously because now you're coming with things, and you're coming with your projections, you're coming with your numbers, you're coming with your portfolio, you're coming with something more than just, hey, yo, I got my own business. We must do business right. Am I right, Tony?
You are absolutely right, my brother. Business done right. I like that. Cat slogan.
You know what I'm saying? So listen, y'all, we appreciate y'all rocking with us and getting the feel of the show. You know what I'm saying? We going to get up out of here, man. Is there any last words? You got anything to say, Tony, before we get up out of here?
I just want to give it back to you, my brother. Great job. Thank you for bringing me on the show. I look forward to many, many more. Special shout out to my family. Special shout out to my business partners all over the globe who are tuning in from different countries all across, from West Coast to East Coast. I want to send a super shout out to them. See you guys next week.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Let's take a quick look, because my phone has been dinging. Let's take a quick look who in the building tonight. Of course, we got the United States in the building. We got Canada. South Africa is in the building representing Germany.
South Africa.
And, of course, once again, South Africa in the building. Once again, we got Ireland, you know, in the house doing their damn thing. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to Ireland. Who else is up in here? We got India. We got China. You know what I'm saying? Who else? I said Germany. Who else is this? We got all types of people. Somalia is in the building. You know what I'm saying? Of course, Australia is in the house tonight.
I got
you know what I'm saying? So,
yeah. Shout out to Australia.
Shout out to Australia. They in India is in the building tonight. You know what I'm saying? Sweden is in the house tonight, you know what I'm saying? So everybody up in here representing, they checking it out, you know what I'm saying? It's the Financial Report. You know, we would like to do business with y'all. Y'all can come over here and do business with us. You know, like I said, you can hit us up at 657-383-3000. 0199 at 657-383-0199. Or you can catch us at, like I said, you can catch us at the financial report at thefinancialreport@gmail.com. If you got any questions, concerns, or anything like that, you're trying to get on the show. If you're trying to get on the show and get interviewed and get your business branded and everything like that, then you hit us up, you know, and we make sure that we send you the package over there and see if you like it, you know what I'm saying? And we can help you build your own package, you know what I'm saying? Right here at Financial Report Radio, we're here to please, you know what I'm saying? Because it's all about getting your business out there. That's what we do 24/7, all day, every day, is get our businesses out there. So we want to be able to give back. You know what I'm saying? That's what we tell everybody. Start giving back. Stop saying, I'm going to give back when I make it. Ooh, when I make it, I'm going to be able to do this. Well, you may not never make it. Let's think like that. You may not never make it. So start giving back now. I don't care if it's a little bit at a time. Start giving back now. It'll make a bigger difference than you sitting there and in the back of your mind fighting with yourself, because you need to be out there making a difference now. So listen, for my man, T-Mac, you know what I'm saying? My man Tony Evans and everything, and your boy West Coast, y'all. We go to get up out of here. You got any last words, Tony?
No, I just want to tell everyone to have an amazing week on purpose. We will see y'all next week, y'all.
That's right. That's right. That's right. That's right. And make sure you go to church on Sunday. You know what I'm saying? And everything. Make sure you go to church on Sunday and give your thanks where thanks need to be given. You know what I mean? All right, then, y'all, we're going to get up out of here. Love, peace, and hair grease, you know what I'm saying? And listen, make sure that your finances is right. Check your receipts. Check your bank account. You know what I'm saying? Put a little something away for the rainy day. You know what I mean? Because you're definitely going to need it. And if you got kids, make sure you're putting something away for them. Because if you want them to go to college and you want them to do the things that you couldn't do, your job is cut out for you, man. To be a father to your child. And ladies, be a woman to your daughter. This is the Financial Report with Tony Evans. We out of here. Peace.
Some people got to have it. Hey, hey.